we've been able to put in the federal checkbook in this year's appropriation for the Coast Guard $21 million to continue their work on something called the Mission Effectiveness Project. That means there will be enough work at the Coast Guard Yard to ensure jobs for the next 5 years. We had the Coast Guard Yard, when I say we, it was Ben Cardin, myself, and Elijah Cummings, had worked to get the Coast Guard Yard deemed an effective mission area 5 years ago, where they repair aging vessels or aging ocean buoys and save the taxpayers zillions, stretching the life of existing vessels so we don't have to buy new ones. That's the good news. The bad news was it was going to end in 2014. Well, guess what? This $21 million will extend this for the next several years, overhauling icebreakers, 16 buoy tenders, and even modernizing the tall ship, the Eagle, to continue as a training vessel. So this is fantastic news for the Coast Guard. Just think, 9 icebreaking tugs will be down there being repaired so that they can help mariners and shippers in those cold, icy waters of New England and the Great Lakes, the ocean buoys that are so crucial to our navigation, which would cost several million to replace, and then, of course, our beloved tall ship, the Eagle, will be repaired because it's the best place in America to have the work done.
I was at the Curtis Bay Yard at the end of May when they signed an agreement with the EPA, or actually papers with the EPA, that the cleanup at the Coast Guard Yard, and they had a pollution cleanup effort for a number of years, that was completed. How important was reaching that milestone towards getting more funding for the facility to keep it in operation?
Well, we wanted to make sure that the Coast Guard Yard is a good neighbor, and they had 9 contaminated sites resulting of bass business practices over a century. Remember, they've been in business through 2 world wars, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and also protecting our coast now against, you know, the drug dealers and the kind of terrorists that we need to prevent for port security. So we were able to work to get the federal funds to do the cleanup so that the Coast Guard Yard contributes to the health of the bay and also to the safety of the workers and to the neighborhoods near it.
Now, in terms of getting this to the Senate floor, any idea when that goes to the Senate floor, any idea where there might be a vote?
We expect that the Homeland Security bill will be on the Senate floor sometime in the fall. I'm going to be shooting for September because the Coast Guard, the funding for the entire Coast Guard is in the Homeland Security bill, and we need that Coast Guard. The Coast Guard is so special to us. The search and rescue they do here on the bay, the way they protect our coast against predators, whether they're the drug dealers in the Caribbean or who knows who's trying to come up the bay. And so that money's there. The second, though, is that the Coast Guard needs ships, and the taxpayer needs to save money. And that's where the Coast Guard Yard, that's been in business for 100 years, we want to make sure it keeps going into the 21st century. And the kind of work they do there is so specialized that it has received the Commandant's Award and so on, because we have the best workforce who delivers on time, meets a bottom line, so we're serving the nation and serving the taxpayer.
Let me ask you a couple of quick, broader questions on the whole budget process. Congress is now out of session for 5 weeks. They're coming back in September. They still have to do, a deficit reduction agreement, a budget agreement. Should Congress really be back in session working on this right now instead of home on vacation?
Actually, the budget negotiations are going on. I'm part of that negotiating team in the Senate as the chair of the Appropriations Committee. And we are working regularly through, you know, digital tools to be trying to find that sensible center, that compromise, where we can do 2 things. We can both reduce public debt, but at the same time continue kind of a growth approach, particularly in the area of physical infrastructure, which we desperately need. We're using taxpayers' dollars smartly, like for the Coast Guard Yard, extending the life of vessels through smart repair and remediation. And I think we could get to it through some more strategic cuts and, of course, some revenue. There are some, you know, big boys that really don't pay their fair share. There are tax loopholes to be closed, tax earmarks.
Ask you one other.
There are Congress that's working, but to try to keep us in session for 535 people, I think what we would end up with is more press releases than budget agreements. I'd rather do the kind of hardcore negotiation that we're doing over these next several weeks.
Behind the scenes. Yeah. And just a quick reaction on another item in the news today. The White House announced that the president has canceled his summit next or later this month with President Putin ahead of the G20 summit. This in response to the Edward Snowden matter. Any reaction to that?
I support the president's decision not to meet with Mr. Putin. Putin's trying to poke the president in the eye and trying to do the same to the United States of America. We regret the way that they have offered hospitality to Mr. Snowden. I think Mr. Snowden, if he really wants to say he's the patriot he claims to be, ought to man up, come back home, have a trial, fair, open, in the public eye and public scrutiny, tell his side of the story, and if reforms are necessary, fine. But if he betrayed the United States, then we should pursue that as well.